9. Gabe had never seen a dead body before. Not in real life. When his mum finally succumbed to cirrhosis of the liver, he had been too much of a coward to view her body in the hospital. Later he would wish that he had. It would have made her death more final, more complete. As it was, for weeks afterwards he would wake from vivid dreams convinced that she was still alive, that the hospital had made a mistake. Even visiting her graveside felt unreal. It didn't seem possible that she was gone, forever. It felt more as if she had simply walked away from him, partway through a conversation that remained unfinished, without ever uttering a final goodbye. This body was some way past goodbyes. It didn't look much like a body at all. Not anymore. It was mostly bone, with a thin covering of rotted flesh. The skin was stippled a hideous marbled green. In places it had split open, revealing more yellow bone and some kind of unidentifiable grey mush. The face, or what had once been a face, was just a skull. The eyeballs yellow and deflated, cracked lips leering over stubs of yellow teeth. Gabe's mind flashed to a drawing Izzy had done in preschool. It was supposed to be her childminder Joy. No Mona Lisa, to be fair, but it came out looking more like a cross between Slimer from Ghostbusters and Nosferatu, as drawn by someone with psychotic tendencies. That was what this body looked like. But worse. Definitely worse. A billion, trillion, squillion, million times worse, as Izzy used to say. And that was before you got to the smell. Jesus Christ. The smell. Gabe turned and retched. Nothing in it but bile. Still, he heaved several more times before he managed to regain some control. The Samaritan stood beside him, seemingly oblivious to the smell, the cold water upon which now floated the contents of Gabe's stomach, or the rotted corpse.
"Can you close that?"
Gabe asked, straightening.
"I think I've seen enough."
The Samaritan obliged. He pulled the boot down again with a dull clunk. He patted the top.
"I'd say your man here has been dead for around a year."
"Not longer."
"Old car. Boot ain't gonna be air or watertight. It might have slowed decomp a bit, but not much."
"You sure it's a man?"
He nodded.
"He's naked. Didn't you notice?
The whole stinking decomposition thing kind of distracted me."
But now the Samaritan had mentioned it, Gabe realized he was right. No clothes. Just a putrefying body, locked in the boot of a car Gabe had last seen driving away with his daughter inside it. He swallowed. All these years he had been searching, waiting for this. But this was not what he had expected. Shit. What the hell had he expected? And what the hell did he do now?
"Is there, anything to identify him?"
The Samaritan shook his head.
"No clothes, no wallet, no ID.
He looked at Gabe meaningfully. "But I haven't checked the front of the car." Gabe looked at the Samaritan, then back at the car, the front still almost submerged in the lake. He sighed and waded further in. The water crept up to his thighs.
"Deeper than it looks, man."
The Samaritan was right. 2 more tentative steps and it was up to his waist. Gabe's foot slipped on the muddy lake bed. He flailed with his arms, splashing the foul water into his face, but just managed to regain his footing.
"Jesus Christ! You okay?"
He glanced back. The Samaritan had glided back to the shore and now stood on the bank, watching him with the hint of an amused smile. He took a vape out of his pocket and drew on it. He barely looked damp. Gabe rubbed at his face with the cuff of his coat.
"Yeah, great."
He reached the passenger door, tugged. The weight of the water was keeping it pushed shut.
He pulled again.
This time it gave a little. Gabe wedged his leg in the gap, fighting against the rancid water.
He pulled out his torch and shone it inside. The seats were ancient leather, torn and mouldy with water damage. More water filled the footwells. There was nothing in the driver's or passenger's side except for some slimy-looking weeds and an ancient rusted drinks can. Fanta. Izzy didn't like fizzy drinks, he thought. He wedged himself in further, stretched out his arm and yanked at the glove compartment. It fell open. Inside there were a few sodden bits of paper so waterlogged they fell apart the minute his fingers touched them. But there was something else. A clear plastic folder. Gabe took the folder out and trained the torch on the contents inside. A pocket Bible, a folded map, and a slim black notebook, like a diary or an address book. Gabe let the door fall shut. He waded awkwardly back out, clutching the plastic folder. He was cold now, shivering. Well, his top half was shivering. His bottom half could well have been doing a tango beneath the water for all he knew. He had lost all feeling below the waist a while ago. I thought you couldn't get any whiter, but right now you look transparent. Thanks. You find anything? Gabe held up the folder. Maybe the police can still get some fingerprints. Whoa! The Samaritan held up a hand. Who said anything about police? Gabe stared at him. This is the car. The car they told me didn't exist. I have to call the police. It's evidence. The Samaritan looked at him with his blacker-than-black eyes. The police believe your daughter is dead. This car is not going to change that. But what if they can get Izzy's DNA or identify the body? The Samaritan rolled his eyes. This ain't like the TV. You know how hard it is to retrieve DNA after all this time? From a car that's been swimming in Lake Merck? Oddly, no. Almost impossible. Any DNA would have degraded in days. Gabe wanted to argue, but he got the impression, as far as this subject was concerned, the Samaritan knew what he was talking about. What about the body? Even if you can identify your man here, what have you got? Before Gabe could reply, the Samaritan continued. You've got a dead dude who has been dumped in the boot of a car. You have been searching for and only one person with a motive to kill him. Gabe blinked. Me? You. So, what should I do? The Samaritan nodded at the folder. You could start by looking at what you have got, unless you're planning to keep it for a souvenir. Gabe debated with himself, then crouched down and carefully opened the folder. A small dribble of water trickled out. The Samaritan trained his torch on him. Gabe took out the Bible first and thumbed through the pages. They were mouldy and stuck together in clumps. No divine inspiration. He put it aside and reached for the notebook. If he had been hoping to find a confession and an address inside, he was out of luck. Most of the pages had been torn out. The remaining few were blank. He felt hope begin to wane. Finally, he reached for the map, one of the old-fashioned ordnance survey types that nobody had used since the last century. Gabe opened it up. Something fell out. He stared at it. A pink hair bobble. Dirty, damp, frayed. Daddy. He looked up at the Samaritan. She was in the car. The Samaritan regarded him steadily. Then I refer you back to my previous point. What? If this is the car, and this is the man who took your daughter, who the hell killed him?